Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You're listening to Vectors Radio FM 104.6, and I'm very pleased to say that we've got Jamie Brenchley on the line. And the reason why Jamie's joining us today is because I saw something very recently that there is going to be help for rough sleepers, and the council have got £357,000 worth of government funding. First of all, welcome Jamie, and this is going to be massive. So what's the money going to be spent on?
Morning, Ian. We've been successful in a bid that we've put together to the MHCLG in regards to securing funding to continue the really good work that we've done in relation to reducing rough sleeping on the island. So the funding will be used to increase our outreach services to ensure that anyone that does find themselves on the streets is identified as quickly as possible and moved into an appropriate provision that keeps them safe from harm. We've increased our offer of Housing First. So Housing First is a model that's designed around providing accommodation first, moving people as quickly as possible off the streets into their own home with wraparound support to try and help address maladaptive coping strategies that people may or may not have developed as a strategy to cope with living on the streets. And then we've developed navigator roles, which are specialist roles in mental health and substance misuse, to ensure that we can take services to people rather than expecting them to engage in what is often a clinical model and is often inaccessible to people in addiction, people with poor emotional well-being. So that's really, really important and bridges the gap between the mainstream services and the services that people need to access. And then we've got additional funding to try and help us access the private rented sector. So I'm sure many of your listeners are aware that the private rented sector on the island is incredibly challenging at the moment. We are finding more and more landlords, sadly, are selling their properties due to some of the conditions associated to being a private landlord and the fact that that isn't always as profitable as perhaps it once was. And therefore, we're looking at ways that we can access the property that is available for those that have not had that stability of a home for some period of time, potentially, depending on what their life journey has been into homelessness.
Now, I can't believe that it's 2021 and we've got a big homeless rough sleeping problem here on the Isle of Wight. Our previous MP said that no one is actually homeless, which we all totally agree with that. That's being bang out of order. Of course there's homeless people. How many do we have, and how much of an issue has it been in the last 12 months due to COVID? Has it gotten worse?
I mean, homelessness is an issue up and down the land. I don't think the island's unique. In terms of rough sleepers, we tend to have very small numbers comparatively, so 2 to 3, but I would argue that one rough sleeper is one too many. In terms of homelessness, the issues are as significant here as they are anywhere else in the country. So we provide emergency accommodation for over 200 people across various support accommodation offers that we have available to us as a local authority. And that's been consistent for many, many years. I think the pandemic has exacerbated the issues. I think we've seen a significant increase in terms of people being asked to leave family and friends' homes. We've seen a number of relationship breakdowns, and we're now seeing people that have never had any touch points with homelessness before finding themselves in a really difficult place due to loss of employment, loss of home, so on and so forth. So it's really, really challenging, and something that I think, sadly, will continue to be a challenge as we move forwards in the coming months.
As you say, and I totally agree with you, one is too many. And I know over the last 12 months, I've been walking around Newport a lot and been hearing stories about, you know, people in Sandown and so on that have had to be housed or homed purely and simply because you're not allowed on the streets during, you know, lockdown. How difficult was that to do?
I think that was a really challenging period. I mean, as you say, the government made a call to get everyone in on the 26th of March. And we were presented with nearly 80 individuals that we needed to find emergency accommodation for in a very, very short period of time. Unfortunately, there were a small number of individuals that really struggled to conform to the expectations that we were set from central government. And unfortunately, that played out in the community and was frowned upon almost. But I think as a local authority, as a wider system, we've done some amazing work. And I know we've collectively supported nearly 70% of all individuals that have accessed services over the 12 months into a place that they could call home.
One of the big things that really disappoints me and has done over the last 12 months is the fantastic work that you've done, but people don't actually get to see it. They still moan about the council. They still moan and groan about certain things that are not being done. And this had to be done during, you know, a lockdown period. It was difficult enough in normal circumstances, but to do it in those circumstances was just incredible. But it's things that the people don't see, the work that goes on behind the scenes and, you know, housing people, making sure that they're safe and off the streets and so on is such an incredible achievement, but it just annoys me that no one else gets to see it. I'm going to ask you another question now. What is Howard House? Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, Howard House is going to be an assessment hub. It's going to be the front door to homelessness services, and ultimately is going to provide rapid access to a safe place whereby we can wrap support around individuals, keep them safe, and ultimately help them on that journey of recovery and back into independence in the community. It becomes the front door to our homeless pathway, which we commissioned at the beginning of November 2020, and something that has worked incredibly well up till this point, but needs to be supplemented by this additional resource. So the vision for Howard House is that individuals that find themselves rough sleeping can be moved quickly off the streets, and they will receive rapid, intensive specialist support, bespoke to their individual needs, helping them on a pathway out of homelessness and on recovery and or back out into community, depending on what the individual needs are. It's named after an individual named Howard, who died on our streets in 2017, who fell between the gaps of services and systems. So it was always a real ambition for us as a local authority and in collaboration with our partners to look at what we could do practically that could make a difference and save future people's lives.
What's interesting here is you mentioned that, you know, they get a roof over their head for a period of time and then they're helped back into society. How do you do that? Because obviously that's, you don't want them going around and round and round in the system. So, you know, how does that actually work, and how do people help with the end goal? Because I'm guessing it's, you know, we're looking at employment and things like that that people need. So how can we as people on the Isle of Wight help out? And I say, how does the whole thing work from going under a roof and being safe and so on for a period of time and then, I don't know, just rehabilitating their lives and making sure that they don't keep going round in the system?
I think the first thing for me is don't judge. I think there's so many stereotypes that are linked to homelessness, which really frustrate me. We could all find ourselves homeless. We're all theoretically one or two pay packets away from finding ourselves in that situation. And therefore, not everyone that presents to us or needs help is dependent on substance misuse, is attached or associated to criminal activity, so on and so forth. So the interventions, Ian, are very much person-centred. It's wrapped around whatever that individual needs to try and ensure that they get the support that they need to be able to either go on a journey of recovery, so engaging with substance misuse services, developing better, healthier strategies to deal with maybe the life trauma that they've experienced, and or it's about helping them into employment and giving them the tools and the resources to be able to manage a property, which many of us take for granted, but actually some people haven't had the opportunities to develop those life skills that they require as a mechanism to be able to maintain accommodation. So I think it's very much dependent on the individual and just making sure that we're open to working with the individual based around the individual's strengths, utilising the resources that we have available to us, and trying to find solutions that are going to work in the long term and making sure that support follows that individual and all the community are able to wrap around through the community support services we have to keep people on that journey of recovery, that journey back into independence to ultimately maintain a place that they can call home.
How do people get in touch? Just say, for instance, if you are in a homeless situation and you don't know what's available to you, I'm guessing we have to get a message to those people, but maybe we can get a message to people that may know those people that may be, then be able to pass on the message and help out. How does that all work? Because that's a complicated thing too.
For me, please contact the Isle of Wight Council. The Isle of Wight Council have an absolute duty to support anyone that is homeless or at risk of homelessness. So we can be contacted via telephone and or via the website, which is at Isle of Wight Council website. Oh, I don't even know what the address is, Ian, but I'm sure you can add that bit in. The other bit is Streetlink. So if people are rough sleeping, please access the Streetlink. Please report it via Streetlink so we can ensure that outreach services and other services dynamically respond to those reports, because it's vital that no one finds themselves in that situation. It's dangerous, it's devastating, and it kills.
Hey, look, Jamie, I know that you're a busy chap and I know that you're doing fantastic work. And it really, again, I can't stress enough, I get really humpy with people that, you know, moan and groan about what council does. And these are the sorts of things that council is doing. And a lot of people don't actually see what's going on, and they don't see the issues and the problems that you have to overcome on a daily basis. And I just think more power to your elbow, and thank you for being there on behalf of the people that are, you know, struggling somewhat with having a roof over their head.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ian, and much appreciated.